in the world are you going to get your dog dish clean if you don't put it in the dishwasher? How in the world did this become such a freak flag sort of issue? It's normal or nope. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. And so, again, talking with some friends recently, and, you know, we're talking about our dogs, right? You're a dog owner. I'm a dog owner.
Yeah. We have three dogs now.
Yes. How's that going?
Super.
Great. So how do you... Do you clean their dog bowls, like their food bowl, not their water dish?
We run it through the dishwasher like once a week.
Yeah, I will say that it's probably
twice
not.
Twice a week?
Yeah.
No, it's probably once every 2 weeks.
I'm going to say it's probably not once a week for me, but yes, we run it through the dishwasher as well.
Yes.
We also put like the sink bristle brush in there as well, and we toss it in. And we run that on a cycle in the dishwasher. We were talking with some friends recently, and they were like, wait, you don't hand wash the dog bowl? And I was like, no. Why, when the dishwasher will do it? And they're like, well, yeah, but that's with your other plates. And
but they all come out clean in the end.
Right. That was my point.
Yes.
Their point was that it's disgusting because you're putting the dog food dish in with all of your plates that you eat off of.
And now they're looking at you differently.
Yeah. And so it's like you're now eating off of plates, your dinner plates, that are like dog food plates.
That have dog food on it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that was their point. And my point was, it's a dishwasher.
Right.
And how is that any different from going to a restaurant and eating off of forks that a million other people have had their lips on?
Yes. Eating off of plates and with utensils
right.
Everybody else used.
Right. What do you think they do?
You wash them. So it's fine.
So okay. I guess we'll kick that off. Is that normal or nope?
That's normal.
Normal putting the dog dish in the dishwasher.
Yes.
Normal.
1000%.
Okay, good.
I don't think that's weird because, again, washing. They're getting washed. They're coming out clean.
That's my thing.
Yes.
That's my thing. Yeah. So, okay. So what if you put a toilet brush in the dishwasher? Is that crossing the line?
I'm crossing the line at that.
Is that normal or no?
I'm crossing the line at that because, again, I know theoretically it should be the same concept, but
should be.
No.
What do you mean?
No. Nope. No. I don't think, unless you are running the cycle with that all by itself. But why are we cleaning the toilet brush?
Why not?
Because it's going to get dirty.
Why not?
The next time you use it.
This is true.
You just, it has a nice little container that it sits in. You don't see any of it.
What if you use a knife, a special knife by the toilet? You know what I mean.
That better not find its way back into the regular utensil holder, sir. I don't know where.
I listen.
No.
I don't have
that
one of those.
That was a viral story.
Yes,
that is not normal. People do not have that.
I think we found out after talking about that story a long time ago of someone having a knife at their
disposal.
At their disposal next to the toilet.
To help with the flushing.
We've found out that more than one person actually does that.
Amazon created one and started selling it. I don't know if it's still there.
So anyways, all right. So it is normal to put the dog dish in there. It's nope, not normal to put anything.
No, nothing having to do with the toilet in the dishwasher.
All right, we'll go ahead and I'm going to put check mark on the normal. So once again, I am in the, what's that?
I'm looking up poop knife on Amazon.
Why are you looking that up?
I'm curious.
Can't you just get one?
I'm curious. It is there for $19.99.
Poop knife. Okay, that is just
strange.
It's
a gag gift, though.
Yeah.
It's a gag gift.
I got a text from a listener. What the heck are you feeding your dog that you can't just rinse out the bowl? Well, if you like mix dry kibble and wet together for the dog, that's what we do.
Yeah, it gets messy.
Yeah, it'll get a little messy.
Yeah, especially it can take up and stuff.
Especially when the dog doesn't like lick his bowl clean, and
which I feel like your dog is doing wrong.
Right. Well, that's it.
Because our dogs are going back periodically just to make sure they got everything.
Well,
did I miss something?
Mm-hmm.
All
right,
and I'm licking all my sister's bowls too, just
right.
To see.
One more, real quick. Normal or nope? We got this message. Is this normal or nope? Hiding your spouse's things because they won't put them away despite being reminded and asked several effing times?
Oh, petty AF.
Then went on to say, my husband had a bad habit of leaving his sunglasses and hats around, even though there are designated spots for them.
And she started hiding them?
I thought the only logical thing to do,
looking for them incessantly?
Yes, was to take them and hide them whenever he left them out. When he noticed his sunglasses were missing, he ordered more. And guess what? I hid those too.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow.
When he left them out in the end, I took 12 hats and 8 pairs of sunglasses. I'm now in a battle with him, leaving his shoes in the middle of the floor in front of the door. You guessed it. I hid those as well.
Oh, my gosh. Does he understand that's happening?
Currently,
and he's just, is it like unspoken, like he knows that's what she's doing, and he's just like, fine, I'll just buy more.
Right. Currently.
And that's how this cycle is never going to get broken.
She says, I have 3 pairs of shoes being held hostage, too. Okay.
Does she have, where is she keeping all this stuff? Does she have like a secret hiding closet?
I guess so.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think that's.
So is that normal?
Normal, because that's almost, that's right. Kind of treating him like a child.
Not normal.
Yeah, no.
All right, so
and also kind of risky for the marriage.
We're stamping the not normal.
Okay.
Sticker on that.
I mean,
right.
It's one way to deal with it, but it's also costing you both money.
Yeah, well.
The communal marriage, it, you know, joint checking account, whatever. If he's buying new stuff to replace the stuff you're hiding, I don't see how that's benefiting either one of you.
Yeah, I got a text from a listener. Benjamin says, my mom, I can't wait for him to find this stash pile. Yep. And then Megan says, my mom used to hide my shoes when I used to leave them out when I was younger.
Yeah, I feel like that is something like a parent does to a child to teach a lesson.
All right, there you go. Normal or nope here on 99.7 DJX. Keep those freak flags coming. We good like stuff. To analyze them.